This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I once bought a Chrysler that had dealer plates with the stars and stripes and the slogan, America Got My Vote. Got home to find out it wasn't quite made in America. The engine was from Mitsubishi of Japan. The whole thing was assembled in Canada. Tomorrow, new rules go into effect aimed at more carefully describing where meat comes from instead of lamb from New Zealand or beef from the USA. Labels would have information about where livestock was born, raised, slaughtered. It stems from a complaint by the World Trade Organization. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin is among those quoted saying consumers want labels with more detail and they should have it. But there are costs. Daniel Sumner is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of California, Davis. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Give me a sense of what is expected to happen starting tomorrow. Labels will start to have to say the meat is from Romania or New Zealand?
What they've done is required a multiple of labels. If you run Canadian cattle, those have to be labeled born in Canada, raised in Canada, slaughtered in the United States. You can imagine the meat packer, things are moving quickly, and for them then to keep track of each individual animal just adds costs. And in fact, what we found was a lot of meat packers just didn't bother. They said to the Canadian or Mexican suppliers, don't bother to ship any livestock. Oh, we're not going to take any of those.
Well, it's interesting, though. I have noticed one division that it's more meat processors versus some cattle ranchers, because some U.S. cattle ranchers like this. They think it'll be maybe U.S. raised cattle will fetch a premium since they're perhaps easier to track.
There's a group called the Ranchers and Cattlemen Legal Fund. So they just don't like the idea of imports at all because imports do compete with them. Now, always along, anybody could say U.S. only on a label. Hardly anybody cares. But instead of recognizing that, what we've done is imposed a mandatory label with all kinds of detail that, frankly, most of us don't even know what it means.
So you must find it frustrating when you hear consumers make the argument they want to know that their feta cheese comes from Bulgaria. They want to know their beer's from Czechoslovakia. Why can't there be clear rules for where the lamb is from?
So we're not talking about labeling where it's from. We're labeling where the calf might have been born or where the baby pig started out. If Budweiser beer buys some hops from Canada, to then label the beer as product of Canada. 90% of the value, 90% of the weight of the calf is all a product of the United States. So it's really a different thing.
Daniel Sumner, professor of agricultural economics at UC Davis, thank you very much for this.
Yep, no problem.